Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. Today we're going to be exploring John chapter 8. We've been working through various chapters of the Gospel of John, and today we're going to look at John chapter 8. This is the story of the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. It begins in John chapter 8, verse 1. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now very early in the morning, he came again to the temple, and all the people came to him. He sat down and he began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees then brought a woman taken in the very act of adultery. Having set her in the midst, they told him, "Teacher, we found this woman in the very act of adultery. Now in our law, Moses commanded us to stone such. What then do you say about her?" Wow, that's an amazing scene. Jesus is in the temple. He's sitting down and he's teaching early in the morning as he regularly did when he was in Jerusalem. Most of his ministry was outside of Jerusalem. It was up in the northern part of Israel, Galilee, near Capernaum and some of those other areas. But this time he's in Jerusalem, and early in the morning he goes to the temple and he sits down. Lots of people are around because they have heard him speak, or they have heard about others who have heard him speak, and the word has begun to spread. So he's teaching. And so the scribes and Pharisees, they want to set him up. These are the religious leaders of the day. The Sadducees are the ones that were the individuals who ran the temple. They were the political religious leaders, if you will. They were Jews. They were the ones that ran the temple services. They didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees, on the other hand, were also religious Jews, but they did believe in the resurrection of the dead. There was some division among the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Paul, the apostle, was formerly a Pharisee. So these scribes and these Pharisees, these people who are experts in the Torah and the law and the prophets, they end up trying to catch Jesus, and they give him a situation where it's a catch-22. They think if he goes one way, if he forgives her, then he's not following the Torah. He can't be a prophet of God. On the other hand, if he condones that she should be stoned, they're willing to put him to the test and see exactly how they can trap him. So they find this woman who it apparently is not rumored that she was committing adultery. Apparently they came in on her while she was in the very act of committing adultery, and they seize her. And no doubt she is terrified because she knows that she has been now seized by these high religious leaders, and she gets publicly shamed by being dragged into the public, thrown into the middle as these other individuals circle about Jesus, as he is standing and sitting. He does both in this scene, and they then accuse her in front of him. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. And they then point to the law of Moses, but they say, "What do you say about this?" Jesus said in verse 6, they said they did this to test him so that they might have something to accuse him of. But Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground with his finger. Now, there's lots of speculation as to what he wrote. We have no idea what he wrote. We can only speculate. The Bible doesn't give us any indication one way or another. Some people think that maybe he wrote some of the sins of those people who were standing around. We have no idea what he wrote, but he did it with an intention. Jesus never did anything haphazardly. He did it with a purpose and with a meaning. Verse 7, but when they continued asking him, and in the Greek, it's like they're continuing to do so. So Jesus is ignoring them. I don't know how long this goes on. But he's stooping down and he's writing in the sand. The woman is in the middle. All these people with their different robes and their garbs, their religious hypocrisy, their legalism, they're all standing around. Crowds now are beginning to form. What is Jesus, this amazing teacher, going to do? And he's completely silent. They continue to ask him. The law says we need to stone her, but what do you say? Rabbi, what is your opinion on this? Rabbi, what should you do? And they keep on asking over and over again. Well, he says, verse 7, he looked up. He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone. Again, he stooped down, and with his finger, he wrote on the ground. Verse 9, when they heard it, they were convicted by their conscience, and one by one, beginning from the oldest even to the last, the youngest, Jesus was left alone with the women where she was, in the middle. And that's the basic tradition, to respect your elders. The oldest person who they would be looking at begins to leave the circle. The next oldest leaves. Eventually, the youngest also departs, and there is no one there except the crowd that he was teaching, and obviously this woman that's still in the center, no doubt with her head down, shamed. On the other hand, when we come in relationship with him, and when we encounter the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, your sins are forgiven, and we enter into that invitation where he's opening up his arms and he wants a personal, intimate relationship with each one of us, with you, with me. He wants that personal relationship. There is no question but that relationship and that overwhelming forgiveness that we do not deserve affects our behavior. It affects our thoughts. It affects our ways. It affects what we do. It affects what we see. It affects what we want to see. It affects where we go or where we want to go or where we don't go anymore. And in this case, he didn't just forgive her so she could go back in her sin. He forgave her to free her from her past and from those chains of sin that had bound her. Woman, you're forgiven. I don't condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, don't sin anymore. Now, that doesn't mean that she'll never or you'll never fall or ever be tempted. Doesn't mean that temptation completely just simply goes away. But there is a radical change when you're in relationship with Jesus Christ. It can't be otherwise. In fact, if you're in a marital relationship, that relationship changed. You change who you associate with. You change your values. You change in the sense of where you want to be because you want to be with your spouse. Your core values obviously remain the same, but certain things that you place as priorities change. When that relationship with God and your spouse is put in line in the proper sequence, you have to change. And if you don't change, that relationship simply won't stay. The relationship with Jesus Christ is radical. He wants to forgive you, no matter what the world says, no matter what kind of insecurities you might have. But also he wants to change you and show you freedom. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. Reach out to him and continue to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. This is Matt Staver with Covenant Journey. You can go to covenantjourney.org for more information.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.